Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz, along with, I hope, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Coach, are you there?
I'm here, Kelly. Thanks.
Coach, great first two periods. You keep them to one goal lead. What was it about the Buckeyes there in that third period? You just weren't able to keep them off the board.
Well, they're a good team. Mm-hmm. They're a good team. They just keep putting pressure on you. So it was just unfortunate because you come out. We talked about we felt we hadn't played our best hockey yet in the entire game, and it's 1-0 going to the third. So we just talked about it's a one-shot game and just go out there and throw everything we had at them. And unfortunately, we lose some stick battles and don't get a puck out of the zone, and the next thing you know, it's in the net. So it kind of went from there. We had a bad back check. We just left 18 wide open down the middle, and she's too talented of a player to do that. So it's kind of a combination of things.
Your special teams looked really good today. I mean, even not getting a power play goal, your power play still looked like they were putting things together and setting things up. And I was really impressed, obviously, by the penalty kill as well, holding off this Buckeye team. You know, going 2-for-2 against them on the PK is pretty impressive.
Yeah, PK was really good. Really good, no question. Power play definitely generated some chances. I think our last one was not very good, but the first two, I thought we certainly created some chances and had some good looks. It was just unfortunate. That's, again, you can't win many hockey games when you don't score any goals, Kelly.
Absolutely. Well, I will tell you this. Raley Carney's shot there late in that second period, I was like, that's going in, and then it hit the crossbar. Those are tough to watch, especially because you needed that goal going out of that second period. How badly?
It would have been huge, but, you know, we missed the net too many times today. We talked about that. We had a number of two-on-ones in the second period, and we didn't get a shot on net. We missed the net, so you know, it's again, we've got to make the goalie make a save, and we've got to do a better job of that.
What positives do you take out of a game like this? I mean, obviously, now you've seen them, you've played against them. Going forward, what do you need to do?
You know, we got to show up. We got to show up and be ready to start the game. We got to show up and be ready to start each period. And you know, we can't be satisfied with coming close. We talked about that. The bottom line is we lost the game, so we got to come back tomorrow. And best thing about it is we have an opportunity tomorrow to do something about it. So that's what we need to do. Got to get a good meal tonight, get some rest, and come back tomorrow ready to play.
Sounds like a great plan. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Kelly.